This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan on one of the most glorious sports Tuesdays we've ever been a part of. General at your service. Addie is there's Brian, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fix it to go 4.5 flawless. Woolchuck and Schiafalo reunited, and it feels so good. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And a welcome back to the Woolly Bully. I didn't know what kind of a sports world you were going to be returning to at some points, but congrats, dude. You know, you're home, and this is sports paradise now, apparently.
Dude, it is, man. Thank you so much. I was listening to PP's segment this morning, and he was asking, like, how hard is it to totally disengage while you're on vacation? I did a pretty good job of it until the George Pickens trade happened.
Yeah, that'll
perk
you up.
And then it was like, oh, crap. The wife's getting mad at me. I'm on the phone, and then I'm trying to sneak in these Bully Melrose things.
Oh, my goodness.
One of them she definitely got on me for. She was not happy about that. We were late to leave for an excursion that we had booked. But it was fine. I mean, honestly, boys, I was really nervous.
Boys,
hey, you know, Miro's back tonight. I was really nervous about how the baby would do on the cruise. Royal Caribbean staff, incredible. It ended up being way less stressful than I anticipated. She made it the first 5 nights, was glorious. In the last 3, I think she was kind of missing her own bed.
Yeah.
She started throwing spaghetti and God knows what all over the place. But the staff there had already loved her, and she's so cute, she can kind of just get away with everything.
There you go.
So yeah, it worked out.
That card.
Yeah, everything was great, man. It was awesome, and this is a sports paradise. Mavs number one pick, winning the lottery. Take it. Rigged to hell. I believe it. I believe it's absolutely rigged.
Yep.
But this is victorious, and Miro's returning. Star's about to go up 3-1. This is beautiful.
So you believe this is payback for them saving the Lakers and saving the NBA TV ratings?
I do. I think the whole thing's completely orchestrated. I think Nico and the excitement that he showed there, that was fake. I think that he's a really, really good actor. I think he absolutely knew they were going to get the number one overall pick. Brian, I know you were talking about Tim Bontemps said he saw the balls and they went ahead and picked them.
They bring witnesses in. I mean, they have a big fancy like accounting firm that runs this. I think it's all potentially part of the show.
Yeah, me too.
I can't feel 100% one way or the other. I think I just go back and forth by how rigged I think it might be.
Yeah.
But, I need a smoking gun, but dang it, that's one hell of a coincidence.
Right, it is. Yeah. It's like 1.8% chance. The Mavericks have never moved up in the history of their franchise. And then you've got people putting out the history of this. Like, LeBron kind of let us know back on Pat McAfee's show, he didn't think it was a coincidence that Cleveland all of a sudden got the number one overall pick, hometown kid. Chicago gets the number one overall pick for Derrick Rose. The Cavs get the lotto immediately after LeBron leaves. They get Kyrie. The Pelicans win the lottery immediately after the CP3 trade. Then they win it again immediately after the AD trade. Now you have the Mavs winning it after the Luka trade. Like, there is something here. Plus the Knicks back in the 80s. You know, so I don't know. I think that there's too much smoke to believe that this thing is not somehow orchestrated behind the scenes and the NBA is choosing which balls they want to be able to come up number one.
It is, you know, quite a bit of convenience. You look at Derrick Rose going to Chicago, hometown guy with a 1.8% chance. You look at the original one, the frozen envelope there with Patrick Ewing. There's a number of things throughout history. And, you know, I do think it makes more sense than an otherwise good GM just deciding he should move on from Luka. You know, that one will never make sense to me. But here we are, and now the Mavs have an incredible set of options staring them in the face in the lead up to the actual draft. Do they want to take the player? Do they want to trade the pick?
Yeah.
You know, so many different ways to discuss it.
I saw Tim McMahon. He's on ESPN Sports Center. Patrick Dumont, the governor of the Dallas Mavericks, recognizes the gift horse that was delivered to this franchise. The Dallas Mavericks will be picking Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick. That's Tim McMahon as of like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, that is amazing news. I was wondering if we were going to get that or if they were going to like drag this thing out and tease us with no, might trade this for Giannis. And you know what? If they had traded it for Giannis, I wouldn't say that would be a horrible move.
I would agree it wouldn't be horrible. I mean, it would like trading for Kevin Durant or something, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
And that's trading for Giannis is palatable.
But right now for the fan base, what they need is an opportunity to fall in love with another player that you drafted.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's exactly it. Because I was thinking last night, and I talked about this with Hagee, like the teams to try to microwave the championship, like you just saw it with Brooklyn. They go Harden, KD, Kyrie. Like that stuff just doesn't seem to work. When you've already got at least one foundational piece that organization is drafted and grown. Paul Pierce was that for the Celtics. They add Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. Dwayne Wade was a champion. Now you add LeBron and Chris Bosh. The Warriors were built. Now you go ahead and add a Kevin Durant, right? Those are things where, like, for the Mavericks, if they want to, you traded for Kyrie, you trade for Anthony Davis, if you trade for Giannis, I just don't think the likelihood of you actually winning, especially with the age of Kyrie and AD and the injury risk there, it's just not likely that's going to work out for you. I think you draft Cooper Flagg, and quite frankly, and Eric, I know you're going to go ahead and make this point too, but if Nico wants to stand in the way of that because of his own selfish, I've got a two-year window, I've built this team for this, that's not the best thing for your franchise. The best thing for your franchise is to keep your window of opportunity open as long as possible.
Okay, because I was going to bring up, like, why is Dumont having this? What is the context of this statement through McMahon? Like, don't you reach out to Nico, the GM? But, what I mean, did he? And did Nico say, I don't know, you know, ask the owner. You know, I'm losing my grip on this organization. Is that a sign?
Yeah, that's absolutely a sign. And McMahon hinted at that in his Mavericks season autopsy report after they got smoked by the Grizzlies in the play-in. He's like, Dumont knows now that he cannot just have Nico being a one-man show making all of these decisions. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if Nico's like, I would rather trade for Giannis, but I know Dumont won't let me, and he would fire me if that's what I was super hell-bent on doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, how likely is championship with Flagg? You know, I think you have two different timelines here. I mean, the guy just turned 18.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I could see being talked into it if I'm Dumont, but I don't want to trust Nico right now. And I see the wisdom of going with Flagg, but I mean, you would have with Giannis another 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, if he's on the LeBron timeline, maybe 8, 9 more years of a top 10 player in the game, you don't know what Flagg's going to be. You know, like I think there could be wisdom with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. And the reason would be I don't have faith that Irving and Davis can stay healthy.
No. Absolutely. Yeah. Like the whole plan that he was going with of trying to build around these aging superstars was flawed from the jump. This is your get out of jail free card with a cornerstone piece now that is here, hopefully forever.
Yeah.
And I would be looking to dump Anthony Davis. I'd be looking to trade him now. I mean, 100%.
Go young.
Well, not only that, you have the redundancy factor of, like, I think Cooper Flagg is supposed to be a power forward. Now, he's versatile, and he can guard with kind of 1 through 5 and do all these different things.
They think of him as a 4.
They think of him as a 4, and Anthony Davis thinks of himself as a 4.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you have that conundrum already starting now. Like, I would be Anthony Davis, go get something for him now, because everything just reset in terms of timeline.
Sure did, at 877-881-1053. That's an interesting angle. I hadn't even considered here over the last 19 hours, like, should the Mavs go young around Flagg? I think you try to do like the Spurs with Tim Duncan, where they had an older team with Sean Elliott and David Robinson, and they managed to get a championship in Duncan's rookie year. But man, that is even more interesting. Like, how many picks could you get if you put, you know, your veterans out there?
Because you can now build, you look at, okay, your front court, which is what they've been aiming for. You've got Derek Lively and you've got Cooper Flagg. Now, I will let you guys know I love Derek Lively. I will admit he also has injury concerns. That is totally fair. But they're two both very young pieces that you can now build forward with. I do think ultimately it has to go back to you got to fire Nico to trade AD. I just don't see any way. Nico already went through all of this backlash to trade Luka to get his guy and Anthony Davis, that he would have the vision of like, okay, let's move on from him. That would have to be your firing Nico Harrison.
Yeah, that, I mean, and if I'm Dumont, I'm absolutely doing that. Well, I'm firing Nico, and I'm doing everything I can to move on from Anthony Davis, whether it be in the offseason or you pray to God he stays healthy and has a nice start to the season, and then you trade him at the deadline, something like that. But I am shifting gears from a timeline standpoint.
Okay, what if you're in a situation, if you're Nico now, you never dreamed that you were ever going to get the first overall pick. But now you're saying, okay, I need to pivot now that I have this opportunity. And it, he turns into... Exactly, that I need to trade Anthony Davis. I need to trade others.
Yeah, I think you, I mean, maybe, you would maybe now, do that next February. I can't do that right now. Right now, we have wings. We have Kyrie and AD, and we have two centers. I'm going to take my shot at this championship. If it's not working out in February, then I'm selling.
Okay, that's kind of where I was thinking that maybe, you know, this is fascinating because I'm sitting here thinking, me as a former front office guy, I'm kind of thinking about the thing that I know, and that's Giannis.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at that and I'm going, wow, I know that. And you're telling me maybe I could be this way for 5 years.
Yeah.
With this guy, and maybe a little longer, but I know what Giannis is going to bring to me on a night in, night out basis.
But you also know he can't do it by himself. That's why he wants out of Milwaukee now. And he just dealt with a co-part in Chris Middleton who wasn't healthy.
But don't you feel like you have enough pieces here to build around him?
If they're healthy,
you would totally dominate.
Yeah, agree. Like, if you traded for Giannis and you can tell me and guarantee Anthony Davis is going to be playing and Kyrie Irving bounces back from this injury and he's ready to go post All-Star break, that's an NBA Finals team. 100% I'm with you. But I think that is a really difficult thing to envision and think is realistically going to happen.
Okay, with your hurt theory and then having this guy, what do you think this team is going to be?
I mean, I still think they have an opportunity to win the West. Look at it right now.
Oh, yeah, this team could win the championship.
I mean, if they didn't trade Luka, I think that they'd still be playing right now today. They'd still be in the postseason.
Wait a minute. You're telling me we can win the championship, but you're also telling me we've got hurt players that aren't reliable.
Yeah. If they stay healthy, I think you could win it. Well, I'm over the if they stay healthy thing. There is no if they stay healthy. They don't stay healthy. They won't stay healthy.
See, that's what I'm asking.
You taking Anthony Davis into the trade deadline risks the fact that he will be injured by then, and you get nothing for him.
Yeah, see, I'm just wondering there because you guys, I understand what you're saying about drafting this kid and these players around him. You guys sound really enthusiastic about that.
Yeah.
But then when I ask you to bring a known player in, a top five NBA player, you guys are like, no, our dudes get hurt all the time.
Exactly.
Anthony Davis does, yeah. Like Kyrie was pretty healthy for the most part.
It's like we're trying to kind of have both things here. We're trying to say, no, we'll be fine with the kid and these players.
Well,
if I want to trade for Giannis, it's, no, that's wrong, Brian, because you trade for Giannis, we've got hurt guys.
Yeah, it's not necessarily wrong. I think that it's just with Cooper Flagg, now you're looking at a much larger window of opportunity here. Whereas if you're trading for Giannis, you're banking on cashing in on the health of, like, it's all about the health of these older veterans. Otherwise, there's no point of doing it.
I'll say this. I think there's a chance for them getting this pick, and I know that Nico was excited about it, but if Dumont is going to force him to make the pick and all that, you might get Nico to quit.
Yeah, we might be heading for a resolution there, and I think that really needs to happen.
He might see that as excitement of like, wow, I could go out and get a legitimate big-time player with this asset that I now have.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that him and Dumont saying, no, you're not. You're going to draft this player. No, we could get this guy that's part of the plan. We talked about the plan, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
The 2-year plan, the 3-year plan. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. We haven't talked about it in this way. You're going to draft this kid. And maybe it gets Nico to the point like, fine, I don't agree with you on this one, and I quit. Maybe this is the first shot of Dumont pushing.
Absolutely is.
Kind of throwing Nico like, listen, you don't agree with me. Mm-hmm. You could find work back at Nike.
Dumont just learned how important the superstar is to the franchise and the viability business wise. And he looks at this as my opportunity to go back to the Adelson family and say, see, I fixed it.
Oh, dude, that's a great point. Because I saw Shefty put out one NBA exec.
$500 million.
Yeah, and maybe up to $1 billion for one lucky franchise whoever won the lottery.
Yeah.
And how much did they just lose with the Luka trade? You've made that up by drafting Cooper Flagg. And if you are a business type of operating family, like it seems like the Adelsons and Dumont coming from that is, he probably does have to look at the money side of this. I don't know what the Giannis trade would do for you in terms of financial gain. Maybe it also would be a great chunk. I don't know. But the Flagg stuff, they've got the numbers, and that looks incredible.
I mean, if you trade for Giannis, I think you could win a championship and bring a lot of people back. But I think the bond is temporarily broken until the sort of love affair, and that's an intangible. You don't know how that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I do think there is a scenario in play where they could trade Flagg, win the championship, and so many Mavs fans would still feel like, I don't feel a connection with it. You know, I just, with everything that's happened, this just feels like it's Nico's team, and I can't pull for that, you know?
So absolutely.
There's so many reasons that, you know, this could be an opportunity for a pivot. And with this news of Patrick Dumont making this statement, maybe we are days, weeks, you know, new league year starts July 1st. Maybe that's when, you know, the Mavs could decide to make an official transition because, you know, if Nico's not making that public statement that, hey, we're taking Cooper Flagg, what's that say about his job security? It can't be good.
Right.
Okay. Coming up next here, Wyatt Langford's going to join us in 25 minutes. We're 25 minutes from last night's hero. Big two-run shot there. Break up a no-hitter, win you the game. We'll replay you the G-Bag of the Day champion, which we do every night at 5:30 on the other side. Then get to Wolchuk's top 10. First one in a while, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Top 10 best number one draft picks in NBA history. Will Cooper Flagg end up on this one day? And LeBron kind of gave us a hint this could happen. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nation.
All right, welcome back, G-Back Nation. The breaking news, Tim McMahon reporting Patrick Dumont has told him, or has told a source close to him, that the Mavs will be taking Cooper Flagg. Okay, we'll get you the G-Bag of the Day champion in just a second. Then Wolchuk's Top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today, carsforkids.org.
into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius. We still got Wolchuk as the champ, right?
Yeah, I believe this is day four, right?
Yeah.
This is day four.
So you looking for five coming up tonight, 5:30. Congrats, buddy, on the doorstep.
Let's go, boys.
Yeah, bro, you've been on a tear since you've been going.
Thank you.
Yep, Bully Melrose, optimistic about the stars.
Count on me, L.A. King Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you, game seven, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back there.
I don't want a game seven.
Well, I know I don't want a game seven either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a game
seven. None of us want a game seven, Brian.
I don't want a game seven.
Captain freaking obvious, get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play a game seven. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian.
Everybody wants to win
game six, Brian. Ding. We want to end the series tonight, Brian. But if you have
to. Was that
to,
a little Canadian accent?
If you have to, pick the board.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in game seven, Brian.
Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game seven at the AAC. The barn's going to be a rockin'.
I think that's Bully Melrose, actually.
Let's go!
I can't say anything to that.
But we're not going to have to worry about it. They're not going to need Robo. They're not going to need Miro. This thing's going to end tonight. Game six.
Let's go.
Granlund, Duchesne, they're going to get it done. Otter's pitching the shutout. Screw you, Kale McCarr. Screw you, Nathan McKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
What a classic character. Salute to Wolchuk. He's going for five tonight. Coming up at 5:30, the G-Bag of the Day, right before LA Live. The other breaking news, by the way, Miro Heiskanen has been activated. He's playing tonight. Unbelievable. Buried the damn lead there in the opening segment. But anyway, here he is with his top 10 at 220. Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much. The Dallas Mavericks have the number one overall pick. Boys, the Dallas Mavericks have the number one overall pick. They have won the lottery. First time in franchise history, they moved on up. It's beautiful. We've got the top 10 best number one overall picks in NBA history. 877-881-1053. What's the best top pick overall in the history of the association? But let's go back to LeBron James on with Pat McAfee. He's also a conspiracy theorist when it comes to this NBA lottery. Here's what the King had to say.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. I just don't think that was.
Yeah. What a coincidence. Don't you think?
Wemby with the Spurs. Oh my God.
Let's keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the assignment, guys. I had to make sure that, you know, I had to do my part. I didn't want to be a fuck up.
And that's a guy who obviously lived through it all, probably heard plenty, maybe in the aftermath. That might not just be him assuming or guessing. He might have a pretty good source on, this happened, bro.
Yeah. There's an NDA involved probably, but this is as much as he can do.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the open. I mean, all the teams that have traded a star and they end up with the number one pick, or you get the hometown team that has the number one pick and they draft the best player in that class. It's weird. It's interesting. I'm happy that the Mavericks are finally benefiting off of this. Yeah. It's unfortunate it cost them Luka Doncic, but maybe it works out big picture. We will see.
You know, if there's an iconic potential superstar who's destined to get hurt, Portland gets the number one pick.
Yeah.
You know, there's just too many coincidences.
You're right. You're right. Portland ends up getting the shaft on a lot of these.
Yep.
Not the good kind.
No, not the good kind.
All right, let's get to the top 10 best number one picks in NBA history. Number 10, we go to 1958, Brian.
Delusional Dick can make an appearance.
Were you there? Huh. The Minneapolis Lakers.
Oh, I know who this is.
Who is it?
Elgin Baylor.
Good pick.
Last spot in the top 10 among the most competitive. Baylor, a Hall of Famer, absolutely earned this distinction. But there were debates. The honorable mentions, Patrick Ewing, Dwight Howard, and Anthony Davis left off the best number one overall picks of all time. In the end, Baylor had a rapid ascension to elite status and ability to sustain such dominant in his position. That was too great to ignore. He averaged 25 points, 15 boards, all NBA first team in 9 of the next 10 years.
25 MVP. And 15?
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Got to win more titles. Couldn't beat the Celtics. Yeah. You know, we forget about Elgin Baylor, but that was GOAT-esque, the run he was on.
Number 9, let's go to AI. Allen Iverson. Ooh. 1996 with the Sixers. Perhaps the greatest pound-for-pound player the league has ever seen.
Electrifying.
Allen Iverson conquering the association at 6 foot 165, jaw-dropping handles, blink, and you'd miss him. He was unbelievable. He led the Sixers roster to that Game 1 road win over Kobe and Shaq's Lakers. Unfortunately, they did not win that series.
Didn't win another game.
He was brilliant.
Did they?
No, they did. That was it. Yeah. They lost in five. Yeah, they lost four straight. But
one of my favorite Allen Iverson quotes is when he said, "I wasn't a point guard. I was a killer."
He does have some, like, in terms of best quote artists in the history of sports, Allen Iverson's up there.
Hilarious.
Super nice guy, by the way.
Is he? I've never
met him. I met
him
in Philadelphia. Yeah. I mean, when I was working there. Yeah.
You were trying to get him to come play quarterback?
Man, I tell you, I was talking with him about it. Newport News. My man can play.
Man,
option quarterback. Yeah.
He's a stud.
He was the real deal.
He was the real deal. Sure was.
Eight is David Robinson, 1987, the Spurs.
Boo! The Admiral.
It was so great that it came down to Dallas and San Antonio for that last night.
Gosh.
And we get to dunk on.
I know. Thank goodness. I was really sweating bullets.
Saw my life flash before my eyes there.
Dude, could you imagine Flag and Wemby together?
With Fox? You kidding me?
With Fox, I know. Gosh, that would suck.
Now it's probably going to be Wemby and Giannis and Fox. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah, probably.
Probably what it's going to be.
Probably is. Military service delaying Robinson's NBA career, but once he got going, he was an absolute stud. All-NBA third teamer, All-Stars rookie year, All-Defensive second team. Plus, he finished sixth in MVP voting his rookie season. That is unbelievable. Three blocks per game, fourth highest in league history, one of 13 players ever to hold career averages of 20 and 10 while shooting 50-plus percent from the field.
You know, he was incredibly skilled for his size.
That's
unreal. He was well over 7 feet. But I think if he would have come out in today's game, he would have been like a Wemby. Like, it would have been even more unreal because big guys back then, if you could shoot and handle the ball, they wouldn't let you, you know? Yeah. So, but he would show it every now and then. It was like, dang, dude, David Robinson actually has game. But they, you know, put you down to the post. He's,
like, my recollection of him was the twilight of his career with Duncan.
Yeah.
You know, when they won their first championship over the Knicks. So I guess, like, I didn't really get to live his prime and just how badass he was. And he also seems like a really genuinely dope dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. And it was a short prime because of his age when he finally got to the league.
Number seven, 1960. The Cincinnati Royals here, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Oscar Robertson.
Oscar Robertson. And if you're at all familiar with Robertson, then you surely know he was the first player to ever average a triple-double. Pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was basically like anytime you looked up and Luke is breaking records, the only other person there
was Oscar Robertson. Yeah.
He stuffed the stat sheet like none other. Averaged 30-plus points in six different seasons and double-digit rebounds in three of them. Won MVP in a championship, earned All-NBA honors 11 different times, and was an All-Star in each of his first 12 years.
30-point triple-double is what he averaged his second season in the league.
Gosh. His second season?
Yeah.
What a freak.
He was 30, 12.5, 11.5, and what a monster.
Number six is Hakeem the Dream, Olajuwon, 1984 with the Rockets.
Yeah,
did you guys hear? Now, you were on the air, so I don't think you got to listen to Hakeem's interview as he was sitting in for Houston. It gave me, like when we've played the Jim Brown, the pick.
Something wasn't right
with Hakeem.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just an idiot and I'm not super familiar with his background, which is very, very possible. And I'm just not educated on what's going on with him. But I was concerned listening to him talk a little bit. Mm. But he was unbelievable. You know, finally was able to win the championship when Jordan went ahead and retired. But defensively, unreal. Top 15 all-time in total points, boards, and blocks.
You know, and he could have had a much better career. Injured a lot. He dealt with his back quite a bit. They couldn't get the kind of players around him. But when he hit his peak for those 2 years, like, I don't know if Jordan's Bulls would have beat those Rockets
teams. I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah.
That could be, like, one of the biggest what-ifs. Could we go ahead and go back and see Jordan's Bulls versus Hakeem Olajuwon's Rockets and just see who would have actually won that? Top five, Shaq, 92, Orlando Magic, number five.
I just had an AI thought that, like, at some point we probably will get to pull that off, won't we?
I would think so.
There's going to be some
of
those.
Yeah, like, they can simulate what was it, 1,000 or 1,000,000 men versus one gorilla or whatever it was.
Alternate universe sports history.
We can do this. They used to do this on NFL films. They put up like all-time great, like Cowboys Steelers was one of them. Like
right.
The 90s Cowboys versus the 70s Steelers was one I remember.
You're absolutely right.
And they
right.
had them play each other. That,
they I spliced one, the film yeah, is what they
yes.
did. Yeah,
I caught it one random Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely could do that. Number four is Timmy Duncan. So the Spurs are on here twice. They might end up being on here three times if Wimby ends up being as good as we think he is. Duncan in 97, the power forward position, has been home to some of the best we've ever seen. Karl Malone, Barkley, KG, Dirk. But Timmy Duncan might be the best, writes Bleacher Report in this article. Number three, we got Magic Johnson, the 79 Lakers. Now, if you go back in time.
Bird was the second pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, who would you have taken? Like, knowing what we know now, would you have still taken Magic number one, or would you have pivoted to Larry Bird?
Yeah, that's a great question, because Bird's career shut down by the back, and obviously Magic Johnson had his medical situation come up, so neither one of them had the great longevity. Both of them were just on loaded teams.
Yeah,
like you can't make an evaluation like which one actually did drag his team, you know, because they were both on super teams. I can't call it, Wolchuk.
Magic was just so much fun. He really was. And then watching the HBO series that should really come back, Winning Time. I mean, it kind of made
that's a good one, man.
Like, gosh, and the guy that they had playing Magic, I really thought it was him. Like, it was uncanny what they were able to do with that casting. Two is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 1969, Milwaukee Bucks. Cinder. 42 years old when he exited the association. We know about the greatness of Kareem. But number one, greatest number one pick in the history of the NBA. And maybe one day this could be Cooper Flagg of your Dallas Mavericks, but at least today, on
Michael Olokande.
Olokande?
Was that guy Olokande? What was the guy the Clippers took, Darson?
Candyman.
Candyman.
Michael Olokande.
I think we just go with the Candyman, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that last name is you're saying.
1998.
LeBron. It is LeBron in 2003 with the Cavs. And what really made it great was him coming back and actually winning a championship with the Cavs. But, yeah, it's hard to disagree. LeBron, number one. Maybe the second greatest
player. Man, it's crazy because you talk about it, and if there was an all-time draft, I don't think I'm taking LeBron number one. I think I'm taking a number of those other gentlemen before I get to him. And that's, I mean, I'm a huge LeBron fan. You know that. Tim Cato's coming up at 3 o'clock. Wyatt Langford is next here, Rangers player show in the G-Bag.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-0, hit high and deep to right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone. Into the Rangers bullpen. Opposite field home run for Wyatt Langford. It's his seventh of the season. It's the first hit for Texas tonight, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
Bang, bang, he's killing it. Time now for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. It is his second season, already doing big things. He hit for the cycle. He won Player of the Month twice, and yesterday he did break up that no-hitter with the game-winning home run. Wyatt Langford joining us now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. You guys got me?
Yeah, we got you. Got you loud and clear. How you feeling?
Awesome. I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Man, we're doing good. Yeah, I mean, it's been a really fun week here in DFW sports, and you just put a charge into it last night. How you feeling up there with 7 home runs in this second season? Things going pretty good?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. The team's playing really well right now. I feel like we're all having fun out there, and we're going to go on a good stretch here.
What's your favorite place to hit in the lineup?
I don't really care. Anywhere.
Not at all?
As long as I'm in it.
Man, is there extra pressure like hitting at the top or hitting cleanup or anything like that? Do you feel any of that?
No, not at all.
So
no, just go up there and do your thing.
Right on, man. Wyatt Langford here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Now, I do got to let you know, all year long, whoever who has joined this show goes on to even greater things, so I don't know how it can get any better, but enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
We got Wyatt Langford bobblehead stuff going down at the Globe. How cool is that? Are you going to get you one?
Yeah, it's super cool. I got a box of about 30 of them.
Oh, my gosh, 30.
Yeah, I got a bunch of family and stuff that are been asking me for them. So.
Yeah, that's a stocking stuffer right there. You just got Christmas list checked off.
Is that the thing you look for, like as a kid and you dream of being a big league player? Is the bobblehead the one that you think, like, man, that'd be the coolest thing? I know I've made it once I have my own bobblehead.
No, I don't think that's the end goal.
Is it you've obviously seen it? Did they do your physique justice, because you're as physically impressive as any baseball player I've ever seen? I just wanted to make sure that they got the traps and the delts and everything dialed.
You know, I didn't pay too much attention to it. I haven't got a close look yet.
Did you somehow get bigger and stronger this off season? Is that what you did, Wyatt?
I got a little bigger. I don't know if I got stronger, but
it's a little bigger.
I'm in a good spot.
Are you using a torpedo bat?
I am not. I have not tried one either.
Are you not fascinated by the idea of it?
I mean, I think it's a good idea, I guess. It's just not for me.
What's the limit on how big and strong you can get? Like, is it out there? Do you have a number? Like, I'm not going to be able to get this strong because it could impact my swing.
I don't think there's a limit. I mean, there's only so much you can do during the season as far as strengthening wise. So you only have a small time frame during the off season to kind of build that strength. And like now during the season, it's more of like a try and maintain everything.
Your protein intake must just be through the roof.
It's pretty high.
What's the pregame meal look like?
I don't eat a lot pregame, like right before the game. I usually snack on some little stuff. Usually my big meal is like my lunch. If we have a 7 o'clock game, like 1 o'clock, I had a pretty big lunch.
Hey, Wyatt, defensively, is having to play with different center fielders challenging, or is it just something that you accept? I mean, you're out there, you're playing your position, but is it challenging having different center fielders next to you?
No, it doesn't really make a difference. Most of the time, we're playing at places where it's hard to hear as it is. So sure. Communication's kind of nonverbal anyways. But, I mean, Leody was really good out there, and Evan's just as good. So it's fun when you have someone that's good beside you.
Yeah.
How do you like playing center?
I enjoy it. I like being able to run after the ball a little more. But I don't really have a preference.
What'd you think about the roof being open? It's probably the last time we're going to get that thing open for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I love it for night games. I think it's amazing, especially when the weather was as good as it was yesterday.
Wyatt Langford with us here on the fan. Sorry about that, Wyatt.
No, you're good.
What's the Brett Boone experience been like for you?
It's been good. He seems like a really good guy. You know, it's been good getting to know him and kind of hear his perspective on things. Obviously, he was a really good player himself, so being able to kind of learn some of just the little things he has to say about this game, it's definitely a different perspective.
So obviously, the bobblehead's not the end goal. That's clearly a championship.
He wants to be a champion.
Yeah, and I get it, man. That's what we're wanting too. What about card collecting? I know Josh Young's into that. Are you big into card collecting, or do you have any hobbies outside of baseball?
Card collecting is not one of them. I mean, I have one or two of my own cards that have been like given.
I got you being
good cards.
I got you being a dumbbell collector.
A dumbbell collector? I definitely have some.
Do you lift in the garage? You got a setup at the house?
Heavy back squats?
I do. I have a home gym at my house in Florida.
At what point today did you find out you were going to do this interview?
I think I found out last night.
Does it suck when you get the, like, hey, you got to do this,
like,
interview?
Damn it, I hit that home run, and
this
now I got to go.
This ruins my entire pregame routine.
It doesn't suck, but yeah, I had to switch around the times a little bit whenever Rich asked me to do it a little later.
So what's it like? So take us through, for Ranger fans that aren't sure of, okay, what's the day to day when you get to the clubhouse? What exactly are you doing to get ready for the game at 7?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on how your body's feeling. You know, obviously if you're feeling bad, you're going to do a little more on the treatment stuff and all that. But there's a lot of sitting around, hanging out with the guys. I really like playing ping pong in the clubhouse. So that's when we're at home, I do a lot of that to warm up for the game.
Who's the best ping pong player around there?
Marcus is really good. I can't beat him.
Leave it to a middle infielder, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it white with your hand eye? Is that something you feel like that your ping pong that helps you with the little hand eye?
I mean, I wouldn't say it helps, but it's definitely fun.
Sure.
I heard Dak was the best on the Cowboys. It's a pretty competitive thing over there. Do you think we could get Simeon to take on Dak? And would you cheer for Simeon in that situation?
Yeah, I'd definitely cheer for him. Marcus would love that, I'm sure.
That'd be epic. You know, each team could crown a champ. We've had a heck of a sports week here in North Texas. I mean, the Cowboys get George Pickens. The Stars are up in the playoffs. The Mavs, I don't know if you saw it last night, if you're a big basketball guy, but the Mavs get Cooper Flagg. They won the draft lottery. Do you care about these other sports stories? How much is this stuff on your radar?
Yeah, no. Everyone in the clubhouse is pretty pumped about the Mavs getting that pick last night, especially with it being whatever the odds were, like less than 2%, I think.
Yeah.
No, I've kind of adopted the DFW sports area. Right, the teams in the area.
Now, what else did you play growing up? I bet the football team was trying to get you on the team, and I bet you could dunk pretty good. The basketball team might have wanted you. What else were you playing?
I played football and basketball as well as baseball. Played football up until my junior year, and then I picked up basketball my junior and senior year.
Now, how far did you take you know, were you interested, like, in pursuing those, or was it clear baseball was going to be your thing after high school?
When I was growing up, I wanted to play football. That's what I wanted to do. And then around middle school, it kind of flipped towards baseball.
Where you just took off, and I have to imagine, like, you with the football in your hands had to be pretty dang dangerous, though, right? Were you a running back, or were you what would you play?
Yeah, I was a linebacker and running back. We ran the wing tee, so I was like a fullback slash running back.
I could picture you with the neck roll as a linebacker, just thumping the hell out of people.
That's what everyone says, yeah.
So speaking of that, Wyatt, I don't know if you heard, but we came up with the nickname Wyatt Bangford, a.k.a. Bang Bang. And when you hit a home run, we like to holler out Bang Bang on the show. It's kind of a... You know, it's kind of a fun one. What do you think of the nickname?
I'll take it. Right, definitely not the worst one I've heard.
Okay. All right. That's not shooting it down. I'll take that as a win. It's kind of a play off of did you watch the Flintstones ever, that cartoon, or is that too far back for you?
I mean, I have seen it, but I can't say I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the neighbor kid's name Bam Bam, in that.
Nah.
And he's okay. he doesn't know his own strength, and he's like picking up the neighbor guy and stuff as a baby. It's a pretty good bit. It's an honorable nickname for sure.
Well, thank you.
You got it. Well, Wyatt, best of luck to you here in this second season. We like to say, give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, guys. Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
You bet. There he goes. Wyatt Langford here with you in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Globe Life Field. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. What's so funny over there, Brian?
What's so funny?
There was a better chance of the Mavericks getting the first overall pick than knowing what the Flintstones were.
Yeah, when I brought that up, I was like, man.
You just went with it.
The last episode of the Flintstones was probably produced in the 80s. The dude was born 20 years later.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, the good news is that was a hell of a home run last night, wasn't it?
It was a hell of a home run.
My man is a player.
Yes.
I think we crushed that, boys.
No,
I cut him off like 9 times. Yeah. That was a brutal performance by me.
Me too, man.
What a play by me.
the post World Series hangover, I don't think you'd recover from that if it's not for Langford, to be honest with you. Langford's breathing new life into this, I hope, what's still a championship window.
Did the rhythm give you trouble of the cadence?
There was some stopping and starting.
That's a look in the mirror moment for me.
You're trying to be better.
I absolutely have to clean that up.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's on you.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, poor guy's getting interrupted every time.
Exactly. In case you're still listening. Exactly. Yeah. I channeled my inner Broadus.
You're messing up his Riz, bro. That's the Riz God right there. You saw Rizzy in here. He was like, damn. Dude, so it's saucy.
It's a Rizzy in here.
I'm captivated. I'm hanging on his every word.
Every word.
Well, the good news is Miro Haskin is back, baby. Woo! Yes, Miro is back. And Tim McMahon is reporting.
Miro.
The Mavs are going to pick Cooper Flagg. They're not going to D around with this decision. They're going to take Flagg. That's the word from Tim McMahon, who spoke with Patrick Dumont. We'll go to our other favorite Mavs, Tim. You have Tim Cato set to join you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.